Last year, 30,000 people who'd experienced violence from their intimate partner sought help from the Connecticut Coalition Against Domestic Violence. That figure was a 30% increase over the previous year. Connecticut Public Radio's Harriet Jones reports.
Those figures come to light in a new report from CHIT, the Connecticut Health Investigative Team. Author Elizabeth Hubeck says it's not exactly clear whether the huge rise in the number of people coming forward represents an actual uptake in violence among intimate partners or simply a rise in the numbers willing to report their experiences. And she says there's even a third possibility.
It may be because other human services agencies are losing funding, and there aren't as many places for people experiencing this kind of violence to turn.
There are moves afoot to change that, though. Last year, Connecticut was one of four states to receive a $75,000 grant to provide training for staff at community health centres to be on the lookout for signs of domestic violence when patients seek primary care.
People who are doing the intake will be trained, and also the healthcare professionals themselves, trained to ask questions about intimate partner violence in a pretty general interview.
Another place where awareness of the issue is on the rise, among high schoolers. As many as 8% of teenagers questioned on a recent survey reported having experienced physical dating violence. Hubeck says the fact that those figures are available is thanks in part to young people themselves.
Teenagers in Connecticut were part of a committee that helped design the survey, and they pushed to have these types of questions placed on the survey.
The hope, speaking openly about the issue to young people, can help break intergenerational cycles of domestic violence. Harriet Jones, Connecticut Public Radio.